This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. Tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Yes, you are listening to Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station. And you're listening to Saturday Magazine. Macca.
You are. And we are 3 days off our 27th anniversary of our first broadcast.
And a day off the AGM, which is on tomorrow.
A day off the AGM, which is tomorrow. Our next guest is Tony Walker. Tony is the CEO of Ambulance Victoria, a regular guest on the show. And I want to welcome you to the show, Tony. How are you?
I'm good, Macca and Tess. Lovely to speak to you as always.
Thank you.
Great to have you on the airwaves. Tony, last week we spoke to the Ambulance Union and they described some pretty concerning issues and made some allegations around, you know, all sorts of stuff that's happening in the ambulance workforce. We wonder if you could actually describe that for us and tell us what's going on. What do you see as being the issue from your perspective?
Thanks, Tess. So I think it's fair if I take a step back to the end of October, where an article was published in The Age that a number of very brave women in our organisation came forward to tell some stories of their experiences, both sexual discrimination, harassment, and bullying that I've got to say was a strong shock for us as an organisation. Now, I know we're not perfect. You know, like any public sector organisation, we've got issues, but I thought some of the things I'd heard about that day were part of the history books of this organisation. So we very quickly, myself and the board, Ken Lay, our board chair, met with Verioc because for me to hear these things come through and to hear the depth of the concerns raised was a need for us to independently understand what is going on. Because I've got to say, I look at the organisation, I look at the data that tells me we're a better organisation than we were 5 years ago and that we're moving in the right direction. But to hear these stories, to hear the things that that were raised, clearly there is something not right in our organisation. And we need to get to the bottom of it, which is why I've asked Verioc to come in and to do a completely independent review.
So Verioc, for our listeners' sake, is the Victorian Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission.
That's right, Tess. Sorry, I'm probably into the acronyms. I've become very close to what I was going to tell you over the last few weeks. So, but that's correct. And we feel it's important, to give comfort to people that the real issues are being looked at. Because one of the challenges I have, I hear these things and I naturally want to try and fix the problem. And talking to people, one of the things, like as a clinician, you know, one of the things we often talk about is diagnosing the problem before we provide the treatment. I think that's the really important thing here. We need that independent review publicly available. So I've made it very clear that the review will be made public. And we've engaged Verioc to work with us beyond the review to ensure that we implement all the recommendations and to hold us to public account if we don't. Because you know, this is there's clearly something going on here that we need to get to the bottom of. I don't for a second think this is why an issue of the representing every single person who works in our organisation in the sense of the issues they're experiencing. But there are clearly behaviours in this organisation that are unacceptable, that for some reason people haven't felt safe coming forward to talk about them. And that's what we need to get to the bottom of so we can genuinely shine a light on, genuinely fix it.
I know Mac is itching to ask you a question, but were you aware of this? I mean, did you have any sense of this? Did it come out of the blue for you?
I see the probably the extreme end. So I see the the stories and the investigations that go on where there have been inappropriate behaviours, and we deal with those, and we deal with those through investigations and their actions taken. I hadn't appreciated the depth of this. Now, you know, people are rightly asking to see, oh, should I have? And I've been testing myself over the last few weeks about what have I missed? You know, have I, you know, I see, and people raise issues with me, we refer them back in to get managed, but I hadn't seen the systemic nature of what's being described by people. And for me, that's been the biggest surprise for me. And that's why, you know, when you hear those stories, and when you hear that, I've been contacted by about 30 staff over the last few weeks who have shared their experiences over their career. And this sense of, I love my job, and I've just normalised some of these things and not felt I could raise them, or there was they'd be managed effectively. And that's what we need to understand, because, you know, I hadn't seen that depth. We need to get to the bottom of it so that we can actually understand why people haven't felt comfortable coming forward, and what we need to do to address it. We've seen it work very effectively in Victoria Police, the work they've done with the Human Rights Commission, they call the Junior Commission. So I have no reason to doubt it won't have the same impact here. But it's going to test us and try us, and it's going to shine some light, I think, on some pretty dark parts of our business.
So, Tony, you said that you've had about 30 staff or previous staff contact you. Olga Bartosek from the union said last week that they've had over 150 submissions. Let's assume that we're working on a figure of around 200. That's a lot. That's a lot of people that feel the organisation has treated them, not the organisation, people in the organisation have treated them badly, and the organisation, the system and the culture has basically facilitated this being buried or not, you know, you said you weren't aware of it. You know, I'm sure other folk in Ambulance Victoria, the same. That says to me, there's a real culture problem here, that hundreds of people can either have been bullied, you know, sexually harassed, you know, homophobia, racist comments, that a couple of hundred people at least are really upset and hurt by this, and it hasn't come up on the radar before. I don't understand that.
Well, I think, first of all, I think they have every right to be upset and distressed by it. I think, you know, for me, it's there is no place for these sort of behaviours in any organisation. And I think if you look back, you know, you've been on our journey over the last few years. I mean, you know, I think we've become a much more inclusive organisation. You know, I speak to my people regularly, and, you know, I had not heard these depths of these issues. So I think one of the issues that we have to understand through the VERIOC work, and the VERIOC work will provide an opportunity for people to safely and confidentially tell their stories and share their experiences, and VERIOC will you know, have access to anything in my organisation. If there's anyone that has had a non-disclosure agreement, for example, that's been entered into over the last few years, I'm waiving all of those. I want every single person to feel safe and comfortable to come forward to talk about those issues. But to answer your specific question, I mean, if we look at, you know, the things that I look at as the CEO and the board look at, you know, we've seen improvements in things like our surveys of our staff over time saying that, you know, bullying was decreasing. We've seen issues around greater engagement amongst our workforce. I've just negotiated in the last 12 months, I would say, one of the most constructive enterprise agreements that I've seen in my 35 years here in ambulance, where we've actually put in place flexible work arrangements like TASE and breaks. We've increased maternity leave and paternity leave. Those sort of things come through. So I look at those things and they tell me that we're an organisation that is moving in the right direction. But clearly, there is this undercurrent of acceptance of behaviours in the organisation that people have, as I said, have not felt comfortable bringing forward. And that's what we must understand why. Because people need, and I can tell you right now, they're feeling more empowered. When people are talking to me regularly about their experiences and what they've seen, and equally are trying to understand how these things have been able to occur.
I want to ask, Tony, so you've said that, do you have a time frame, just briefly, you know, how long the Equal Opportunity Human Rights Commission will take to investigate these matters? Are we talking a year? Are we talking 6 months? Like what? Just give us a bit of...
I would expect that it would. I would expect that it would take into the second half of next year to be done completely. Now, that doesn't mean for a second that there aren't things they're going to share with us along that journey. Obviously, as they're learning things about us, And there are things today that we're looking at, what can we change today. I'm being very sensitive, as I said at the beginning, you know, my natural inclination is to try and fix this, and I think we've got to be really careful we don't make widespread change until we absolutely understand the drivers. I'm sure there are plenty of listeners and plenty of my staff who go, they know what the answer is and we just need to do these things. I'm sure they're probably right, but let's let the independent review tell us what needs to change so that we make sure whatever we put in place is the right thing.
And I think the reality is, Tony, you know, there are things that you'd like to do, there are things that other people would like to do, and with respect to all of that, I say, well, actually, people haven't been aware of this. So perhaps your solution, you don't actually understand the problem, and the commission will find what it is. So you've said you'll make the report public.
That's the point of the review.
It is, and that's the point of the review. You've said you'll make the report public. What about the recommendations that it makes?
Everything will be made public, backup. So I'm right through this process. You know, if you're in my mind, if you're not shining a light on everything, if you're not being, we're a public organisation. At the end of the day, we're a community-based public organisation. The public and everyone has a right to know what are the issues with our organisation, and they have a right to know what's being recommended, and they have a right to a genuine right to ensure that we deliver the things that need to be changed to make it right. So everything will be made public. And as I said, I'm engaging very off beyond the period of just that initial review to actually hold us to account. So they will publish audits of how we're going, and they will publicly let everyone know how we're tracking against implementation of those recommendations. So last thing I want out of this is a report that sits on a shelf. I've been involved in some of those over my 35 years, you know, where, you know, there's been different reviews into previous, you know, previous ambulance services in Victoria. At the end of the day, there is something deeply ingrained here that we have to understand and we have to fix.
Okay. Can I ask you this final question, Tony? Do you commit to implementing all the recommendations?
Absolutely, I do. No, I give you my 100% word on that publicly today. We will implement every recommendation that Verioc advises. This is, you know, and right now we're not defending, you know, and hopefully you haven't heard me defend today. I'm genuinely open as the board and the organisation.
I think you've demonstrated that, Tony, and it's been noticed by some of our listeners. One of our listeners has come back and said transparency is key, and you've very well much demonstrated that this morning. Tony, thank you for your time this morning. Thank you for giving us the other perspective on this, management's perspective.
And we're going to speak soon again, I know, Tony. We're going to speak on Christmas Day.
I would never want to miss that opportunity.
and Tony, thank you for making yourself available. Again, another listener has said you're one of the most straight up and down ethical people around. So you've got a few fans out there, Tony.
Yeah. So, and that's actually from a senior paramedic. There you go.
Oh, is it? Yes. Somebody called Graham. There you go. Oh, yeah. Well, he's given us his name. Yeah. Tony, I'm going to get in trouble, so I better stop.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for making yourself available.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. And quick message from a listener here. Again, once like the police and like the ADF, do an inquiry. The leaders need to be held to account as well. Look, I think inquiry, the findings will be public, and Tony and Ambulance Victoria have committed to implementing all the recommendations.
Macca, look, I've got to take a bit of exception to Peter of South Yarra's comment. I mean, it feels a little bit like he's having a go at Tony. I mean, I think what Tony's done is been very open, very transparent. He's committed to actually implementing something that he hasn't even seen yet. So you can't ask for more...
No, look, I agree.
More openness than that.
And I think, you know, you said there, Peter, you know, like the police, like the ADF... Yes, there haven't been heads on sticks at Victoria Police over some of the culture there, well, not that we know about. And at the ADF, with the revelations of the last few weeks, apparently none of the command in the ADF knew anything about this, about, you know, the war crimes. Gone on for decades. No one knew anything, apparently.
Well, look, the only thing I'm going to say is that, you know, organisations like Ambulance Victoria will work very hard at trying to understand what is going on in their workforce. Tony probably employs 12 or 13,000 people. He can't know what's happening in every single place.
No.
He can't. It's not humanly possible. What he can do, though, is that when he identifies that there are issues with the culture is to try to stamp that out or to try to change that. This has been brought to his attention and he's doing something about it.
Yeah, look, it's an imperfect situation. The key takeout for me is the report will be made public. Non-disclosure agreements that people have had with Ambulance Victoria, Tony has released them from those, right? So if you have one in the past, you've been released from that. And that Tony and the board have committed to implementing all the recommendations. So,
okay,
it's a good start to a wish list, a very good start.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.